Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking off here at Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. We've got some calls on hold. We'll get to those momentarily. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And it's Ian. Let us not dawdle, and let's just go to the phones. Right away, we've got Vernon calling from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Vernon? Hello, Vernon.
Sorry about that. New phone. So I'd like to talk about the case against the Crypto Six. And I completely understand. If nobody wants to talk about it, but I read
nobody can talk about it because we're all making the same joke. Go ahead, Vernon.
I read the document that the government filed against Ian as far as objecting to him being released on his conditions, and it was terrible. It really was terrible, and I hope, Ian, you have an opportunity at the appropriate time to refute not only all of those allegations but anything else against you, because I am very, you know, I only hear the government side of this, and I understand that you can't talk about it, I'm sure. I'm just saying in general that I look forward to hearing your and other people's stories to really understand, you know, what the other side of this is. And the other thing I would love to hear at some point when appropriate is you're a very good activist, and I love how you take a peaceful approach to what you believe in.
Thanks.
But I'm curious if you would have, if now you could go back and do anything different. Like, and I know you might not be able to answer that either at this point in time, but I'm just telling you, man, like, you really have set an example, not only for libertarians, but I think a lot of people that are outside of libertarianism, you know, maybe in other political realms, you know, just in general, just how you stood for your beliefs, you followed through on them, you moved to New Hampshire, you sat in jail for a certain amount of time. I mean, I understand, you know, you got to submit to this stuff now, but you really have kept your beliefs firm, and so like I said, I really look forward to hearing the other side to this and what may have changed just for other future activists that, you know, is there anything you could have changed? So thank you for letting me talk in general, and please feel free to respond to any of that if you can.
I mean, as far as what could you change, yeah, it's an interesting question because we certainly discussed for a long time publicly on Free Talk Live what was going on. I mean, it was no secret that I co-founded the Bitcoin Embassy.
Right.
It was no secret that the Bitcoin Embassy / Shire Free Church, because it was the church prior to the embassy, because the embassy is a church program, but that we launched Bitcoin vending machines in New Hampshire. We were the first ones. Well, technically not the first. There was one company years and years ago. They went under. But we were the longest running ones. So I mean, there's no secrets there, and I'm not embarrassed about any of those things. And we knew that they were going after people across the United States who were selling Bitcoin, whether they be online through sites like Local Bitcoins and so on, or wherever. But charging them with things like unlicensed money transmitter and quote-unquote money laundering. I don't recall seeing any cases that had to do with what they're calling wire fraud, and I can't use the internet yet. I haven't had it. I've been busy doing other household tasks since I've gotten out, so I haven't even had a chance to really even look up what the definition of that is.
Yeah.
The indictment that they filed against us says they were telling banks that they were accepting donations and that they were rare coins. They are rare coins. There's only going to be 21 million Bitcoins.
Yeah.
How many millionaires are there in the world? From what I've heard, there's more than 21 million of them.
Yep.
Would every millionaire like to have a Bitcoin eventually? Probably. So right now we know that there's people with more than one Bitcoin, so therefore not everybody can have a whole Bitcoin. Not, you know, certainly not 21 million people can have a whole Bitcoin. So less than 21 million people can have a whole Bitcoin. How many? How much less? We don't know. But there's no doubt they're rare coins. So, I mean, you know, I didn't ever want to tell anybody a lie. I don't, you know, I don't believe in fraud.
Yep.
I'm a liberty-minded person. And so
I mean, we consider fraud to be an example of aggression.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, look, if somebody's got a gun in your face and they say, give me all your money, and you give them $100 because that's all you have in your wallet, but you didn't give them what was in your shoe, well, I don't think that that's the same thing as, you know,
well, no,
fraud.
They have initiated force,
right? So,
which if you initiate force or fraud, you have violated the non-aggression principle, and once you've violated that, you are no longer entitled to anyone else withholding force or fraud from you.
Right. And you know, we have a church, the Shire Free Church, and so I consider everything that we do a part of the church and function of the church, and they're going to say, oh, well, your church isn't real, and so therefore, you know, those aren't donations. And
if they go down that path, that's going to be...
I expect they're going to. Because if you look at the indictment, it says purported church.
If they do, then they're going to have to prove what a real church is.
And these are things that have been litigated before.
Right.
Well, and this is an extension of, at this point in history in America, churches are absolutely without a doubt under fire.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
They have been specifically forbidden from meeting. There have been laws and pseudo laws. There have been orders specifically saying churches may not meet. They have been orders specifically saying that
the
churches may
mandate.
Not sing. They may have churches, but they may not sing.
Right.
And,
yep.
And one of the things about this is it's a great transition because we were just talking about slavery and how you treat slaves and how you can show slavery. So one of the things that they would do to slaves is they would outrightly forbid them from speaking in their own language.
Mm-hmm.
And this is absolutely, without a doubt, a language that we like to speak.
You mean cryptocurrency?
Yes, cryptocurrency. Yeah.
It is a language.
It is. I mean... C++ is a language.
Yes.
Pascal is a language. Codes are languages.
Yes.
And cryptocurrency is possibly my favorite language.
Right, and now they're telling me and all of our friends that were charged that we can't use cryptocurrency at all. Not that you can't sell it, because they're saying that, which, you know, I could understand that one,
right?
Like, you're being accused of doing these things, you shouldn't keep doing the things you're being accused of, because, you know, you're being accused of in trial and all that. But to say that you can't even go out and buy, you know, something from the corner news store here in Keene,
or get a meal or whatever.
Yeah. I can't give somebody, I can't receive from them, I can't go on a website that would allow me to do those things. So it's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, to go back to his question of, you know, is there something that I regret? Of course not. I mean, this is my mission. You know, I've been given this mission from God to get this alternative form of value into people's hands and give them a way to get out from underneath the government money, which is evil. It is a root of evil. I mean, money isn't the root of all evil, but there is evil money.
Yes.
And this is, you know, the government money that we have, and it's not just in the U.S., it's everywhere on the planet. Every government has centralized fiat currency where they can just hit the print button and print out as much of it as they want to, and of course increment numbers in computers, because most of it isn't physically printed, it's just in systems. And then they can send that to their friends in the military-industrial complex, and they can go to war, and they can kill innocent people with that. And so this is a peace mission, and the Shire Free Church is a peace church. Did I know they were going to come at us as hard as they did, the way they did? No, I didn't know that. And I think it's ridiculous what they did, and it's awful.
Well, and to
horrifying.
Peakless Mountaineer's point about it being a language, I use this analogy all the time because music is a language. It's a language that expresses emotion to human beings. And so when I'm discussing with somebody who's new to cryptocurrency, I say, you understand music is a language, right? Yes, I do. Do you know how to read music? No, I don't. Do you understand how, you know, I can put a bunch of sheet music in front of different people and they can be an orchestra? No, I don't really understand how that all works. Okay, well, you also don't understand how cryptocurrency works, but I can tell you that this is the language of value. And they go, oh, it's a language just like music is. So I try to use that analogy.
terminology frequently when explaining cryptocurrency to those who are new to it. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to discuss this. Do you think cryptocurrency is a language of value? More Free Talk Live on the way.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
To the right place for Free Talk Live.
The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. If you would like to get your voice on the air, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Pickless Mountaineer.
And it's Ian.
Let's just go right away to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
A.K.A. Vernon's favorite caller.
Okay.
Me. Do you know? I'm Vernon's favorite caller.
Do you know Vernon? Are you guys friends? Do you go have beers?
No, we're not friends. Vernon hates me.
Oh, okay.
He hates me, man.
Well, that's an inside joke I didn't get.
All right, so what are you calling about?
That's your caller, Vernon. I'm calling about the conversation you had with Jet earlier about the government enslaving us. And first of all, I got to say, even though the owner, Eddie Aragon, has got me once again blocked from calling his radio station, I'm listening to you on KIVA in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Great station.
Rock of Talk. Yeah?
So, go ahead.
And, nice T-shirt, Captain. Our mayor here in Albuquerque, Tim Keller, the communist. You know the communist, Tim Keller? That's his favorite band, man. And you were talking about Kiss earlier, too. And that just happens to be the favorite band of the statist, Sheriff Darren White, on the radio on KKOB.
I think we're up to five topics now at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm good at that. So government slavery. And to start it out, to introduce it, I saw a meme. It was a photograph of a dude on the street holding a cardboard handwritten sign that sums this up real well, and I want to expand on that. And this is FCC legal. It's using the P word for the kitty cat. What this sign said, the message this guy was delivering, it said, quote, "When are you pussies going to revolt?" End quote.
Not the kitty cat. That's pusillanimous. It's another version of that. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Very well. And so along that lines, that guy's making a statement. He's wondering when his fellow citizens are going to catch up to his thought. And about 7 years ago, I made a statement similar. On Mark Levin's show, so I said it on his show because it was the greatest audience that I could proclaim it to. And I made my declaration, as in the Declaration of Independence. And I said, these are communists. You're under attack. You've been under attack for decades. Mm-hmm. And the government that you have, they're frauds. They're not legitimate. And the declaration says, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And I said, I withdraw my consent.
Yeah, me too. I've been telling them that for years. They just don't listen.
And I never gave it in the first place, so I can't withdraw that which I never gave.
Yeah.
And when are you going to revolt? I've already begun.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong that I've already begun to revolt.
I'm not. First of all, you need to determine who I'm addressing. There were three people staying there, and I'm addressing each of you. But in particular, with that statement, I'm addressing the captain that he didn't give his consent. There is an implied consent surrendered for you.
Implied consent is an oxymoron. It's like jumbo shrimp.
The social contract theory.
The court that has thrown
Ian in jail believes that it's in place, and they're using their guns to back it up, right?
Yeah,
okay.
They're wrong.
They're wrong.
And it doesn't matter what you tell them. You can say, hey, look, I'm revoking my consent.
Okay.
I've never implied me out. Article 10, to revolution here in New Hampshire. It's there in the Constitution. I'm invoking that. And they'll still put you in a jail, so it doesn't matter.
Right. So, Ian, you're sunk. So you can watch the rest of the people over the next number of decades or centuries, however long it takes. At some point, it's that the revolt that the guy on the street was referring to will happen. At some point, it will happen because these people keep taking more. And why do I have a bug up my rear end? It's because I wasn't paying attention until my government in Albuquerque, New Mexico, illegally trafficked my children, Vernon.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what has to happen. happen, I think, for a lot of people to pay attention to things, is to, for the government to actually screw them or their family directly.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, David.
I wish more people would, you know, pay attention otherwise, but usually you've got to have your own skin in the game.
Well, and he seems to be referencing a violent revolt. And if you think that you can win in a game of violence against them, you're wrong. They are the best, not only at violence itself, but at getting away with violent acts.
Yeah, they are the, I mean, governments, just go Google the word democide. I believe Lee Rummel put these things together. It's available at hawaii.edu. And it simply, governments are responsible for the most death in the 20th century.
Yeah, now what we can do much better is everything else. We can make better networks, we can make more love, we can make more creativity, we can make better money, we can make all sorts of things. That's the thing. They are better at destroying.
That's right.
We are better at creating. So if you want to get out from the reign of these tyrants, you can't do it by destruction. You must do it by creation.
I love that. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I think a lot of us came here to New Hampshire, because we found out that there are a bunch of creative, peace-loving people who love liberty, who are coming to the same geographic location. And the fact is, while we do value decentralization in a lot of ways, there are some benefits to centralization as well, right? Like, you know, centralization ain't all bad. It helps to have people nearby who can understand the words coming out of your mouth, who can agree with your concepts, and who can join together with you to do these co-creations.
Well, and centralizing communication is great. Centralizing power is awful.
Right. To be fair, humankind needed centralization in order to get to a point where we could decentralize.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, you can't decentralize on the things, but like human beings as an organized species coming together, working together, we needed a bit of centralization to get to the point of where we're at now. And now we have the technologies that have been built and created and people have thought about, and, you know, art has been involved, and we have all of that now. So
we've reached the point where most people are fairly well aware that for a lot of purposes, your home is the office. Yeah. Like, the barriers of space that have plagued us for so long simply don't exist for a lot of contexts because we have reached this point of technological ability.
My favorite quote about exactly what you guys are talking about is from Buckminster Fuller. You never change things by fighting the existing reality.
Mm-hmm.
To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. That,
amen.
That is the form of revolution that I want.
And that is
not a violent revolution, a violent overthrow of the government, because that's only going to lead to replacing one violent thing with another violent thing.
Well, that's
and
why
it's the form that will work.
And that's why one of my websites, freekeen.com, we call it peaceful evolution, because
yes.
I see it not as a revolution
just
starting over.
Around.
Yeah, we're going to a place we've never been before.
Evolve instead of revolution.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue over the president's infrastructure package, with Republicans presenting a nearly $1 trillion counterproposal late last week. One of the Republican senators leading negotiations with the White House believes that offer will provide a base to bring bipartisan support to the issue. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito tells Fox News that she believes there is the will to get a deal done soon.
We've got a great basis for this because we just passed a surface transportation bill unanimously out of my committee with Senator Carper as the chairman. And so I think we're building those blocks towards a really good, solid infrastructure package that has bipartisan support. So we're responding to what the president has said. He told me on the phone just day before yesterday, let's get this done. And I think that means that he has, his heart is in this.
This is USA Radio News. There have been renewed calls to get to the bottom of the source of the coronavirus, following reports that some COVID cases may have occurred a month before China initially reported them. President Biden has asked U.S. intelligence officials to dig deeper into the possibility that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab, while several members of Congress have called for a full investigation. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says that determining whether the virus escaped from a lab is important. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that it could change the way that virus research is conducted.
I think if we assess that there is a probability or a possibility that this came out of a lab, it's going to affect how we respond to this. We're going to need to focus on trying to get better controls in this sort of high-risk research going forward and get better controls over these BSL-4, these high-security labs that conduct this research. Incidentally, China was not conducting this research in a BSL-4 lab. They were doing it in a lower-security BSL-2 lab.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Ian.
On March 16th of 2021, terrorists calling themselves government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Ari DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. We refer to them as the Crypto Six. All of them were kidnapped and put in cages. Four of them were released on some sort of bail conditions. Ian Freeman spent 69 days behind bars, and the person named Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, remains a hostage. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's multiple ways there where you can donate to their legal defense fund. There's also links to some various things. There's some information available there. And there's a video that was taken by another activist of the actual raids that you can view yourself. These charges are not a joke, and it's going to take serious legal firepower and many experts to help protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will help affect, or that will affect, the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. In the previous segment, you know, David was talking about some revolution kind of things, and then I read the quote from Buckminster Fuller that says, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. And I said, that's the kind of revolution I want. Yeah. I think Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, the blockchain fit that quote precisely.
That is a perfect example.
They've built a new model that makes the existing model obsolete.
Which is more like an evolution than a revolution.
Yeah. Correct.
I mean, some problems are too complicated to hit with a rock. I know it feels good to try and hit the things that hurt you, but some things just don't get fixed that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have Vijay calling from Texas who wanted to talk about revolution. Vijay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, how's on your mind?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to ask, I'm all about peace and everything, and doing things a peaceful way, but what about those people that are corrupt on the other side, that are willing to be violent? So wouldn't you feel like you would have to destroy that violence with violence so you could start anew, you know, burn down something so you can start from something fresh? Or a new slate,
no,
maybe?
Because when violence is your means, that will end up being your ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you end up seeding your own destruction if you change things that way. And I mean, I get the idea of, well, we want to burn it down and start anew, but no. I mean, like, as awful and just terrible as the United States government is, I mean, it is a significant improvement over 1,000 years ago, over 2,000 years ago. Like, what we need to do is not to destroy this. We need to build on it. Like, there are ideas that are still ingrained deeply in it that we need to take those ideas and keep them, hold them sacred. Like, the idea that I am a moral agent, that I have to be held to account for what I do, and also what I do can profit me, that is still ingrained in there, even if they use the idea poorly. So we need to build on that idea.
Right, I completely agree. I just feel like there's more people out there that don't have those same morals or values and are willing to do whatever they can at the expense of people's lives to get what they want and to keep money in their pockets and to stay corrupt.
And there's no doubt that those people are running the thing that we call the U.S. federal government. I don't want to build off of the federal government. I want to see it disappear.
Build off of the federal government, but off of the culture and the ideas and the advancements that we as a species and a culture have made. Yeah.
And there were a lot of good ideas that sort of came together in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Of course, many of them have been corrupted. But it's interesting, you know, being in jail, I don't know if they purposely put books in there that are about previous past, you know, societies and their jails and their systems or whatever, but I came across more than one of them, and actually somebody sent me the Gulag Archipelago.
Nice.
In there as well. I read book one before I was released. I have books two and three still to get through. It's about the Russian gulags back in, starting in like 1917 through the 1950s, and boy,
yeah,
that was an insane book, the stuff that they were doing back then. So, I mean, things are definitely as bad as they are today. They certainly aren't as bad as they have been previously.
And you're absolutely right about those people. And frankly, the psychopaths will always be with you.
Mm-hmm.
There will always be evil people who are trying to control and harm other people. Now, the question is, do we give them cover? Do we give them a shelter where they can destroy our lives without ever being held to account?
That's what the government is, right?
That is exactly what the government is and does.
DJ?
Yes.
Anything further?
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, they're in there, and that's exactly what they... That's exactly how they protect each other, though, is that there's a house full of them, and they look out for each other, and none of them are... None of them are willing to go.
They're not going anywhere.
And they're not the only ones protecting them. Most
people
do.
Yeah, it's the people. I mean, look, we know government as we know it is, as Jet has pointed out, a bunch of people, right? Like, it's just individuals. But they're people who are suffering of a similar delusion. They're people who have a very similar belief system. And it's a very religious belief system. And most people in the general landmass have signed on to this. And I forget which one of you said it earlier, but if people sign off and they stop believing in this fantasy, in this sick, dark, twisted fantasy of the state, then it will go away. They're going to fight. They're going to claw. They're going to scratch. They're going to kill. They're going to imprison. They're going to hurt. You know, the dinosaur in the tar pits is going to, lash out as much as it can in its death throes. But if people stop believing in this idea that it's okay to use violence to achieve their goals in life and institutionalize it, then they will change.
And that's the whole idea behind what we talk about here on Free Talk Live and the non-aggression principle. It's that, government provides some goods and services. The difference between the vision that I have is that those goods and services will be provided without an organization of violence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there simply aren't enough evil people to sufficiently cover for themselves. There just aren't that many pure evil people.
They have to brainwash you.
But if they can get ordinary people, and what's worse, if they can get good people to cover for them, to protect them, to keep their system of power going, well, then they can keep destroying us with impunity. But if the good people can stop covering them, they lose all of it.
Go ahead, VJ.
Yes, this is true. If they do stop covering them, they'll lose all of it. But the people at hand that have that power, they're just going to keep dangling something over their heads or keep abusing them or their families to keep them in place.
Yes, they have a very effective system.
And that's why we have to do something else.
Exactly. And our whole government system has run numerous projects on their own citizens that we've known nothing about till 50 years later.
Yep.
And we're supposed to, just give them a slap on the hand and say, get out of here.
Yeah, you've identified a lot of the problems correctly, but the solution isn't to use their tools, which is, of course, violence and the threat of violence, because there's so many people who support them, you're going to be up against all of those people. There's no way you can succeed with violence against these people. So you have to come about it in another way, in a peaceful manner, and try to change people's hearts and minds. If you can't do that, you're going to lose.
And they will keep using the same tricks, which is why we have to quit participating.
603-283-6160. Are you tired of being provided goods and services at the behest of a violent organization? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Segment of Sunday's edition of Free Talk Live. If you missed any part of the show tonight, you can find the archives over at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And it's Ian. And before we go on with the program, I want to say a big thank you to Andy Loy. Andy Loy is a silver-level amplifier of Free Talk Live. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you go over to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll find all of the information you need to become an amplifier of this show. Andy Loy gives $5 a month. That's all we ask. You can give more. There's some cool perks if you do donate some money to the program. Where does the money go? It's a good question. It goes to help get this show on more radio stations. And we're currently on somewhere around 200 stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300, maybe even more. It's all up to you. Please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again to Andy Loy. We appreciate your contribution to this show.
Thanks, Andy.
Handy, is he? Handy, Andy? No.
He might be. I don't know.
Hopefully he's not raggedy.
Mm.
Well, if they can't find you handsome, they can at least find you handy.
Wow. I was having a flashback to a childhood memory. One of my siblings had a Raggedy Ann and Andy set of dolls,
oh, yeah.
Actual, you know, stuffed dolls. And there were some bunk beds in the room. Somehow we were having a bit of a tug of war between the top bunk and the bottom bunk with I believe it was the Raggedy Andy doll. And, of course, Raggedy Andy split in half and stuffing went everywhere. And that was the end of Raggedy Andy.
Bummer.
It always is.
It's not important to anything we've been talking about here tonight. Are you feeling risky?
Maybe.
Are you feeling risky?
I'm feeling it.
Yeah? right. We're going to go to an unscreened caller.
Oh, I love it.
Free Talk Live.
Let's do it.
Unscreened caller, what's your name, please?
Yes, notice you mischaracterized my statement.
Can't do that.
So
can't do that. Only
David,
one call per night.
You know the rules.
Probably should have dumped him for that. Too late now.
When are you going to revolt?
You're revolting, David.
What a shame. Normally an unscreen call goes better than that. It's
Well,
it's the risk you take. It's the risk you take.
What do they say? What does Forrest Gump say?
Something about like a box of chocolates?
Life something
like,
about don't fall in love with a prostitute or something?
I don't remember that line. I had that movie on
Oh, wait, that's not the line. That's just kind of what happened.
I don't know. It seemed to work out well for him.
No. That was a good movie.
I liked that one. It was. I laughed. I cried. I wanted to eat shrimp.
All of the things.
All of the things. What were we talking about last?
So-called revolution.
Yeah, revolt versus, you know, build.
No, we were talking about how individualism promotes generosity.
Ah, yes.
According to a new study, this from Reason.com. If the graphic would get out of my way. A forthcoming new study from Psychological Science concludes the opposite, and that is that, you know, the opposite of individualism leads to selfishness. In fact, more individualistic societies feature higher levels of altruistic generosity than more collectivist ones. Georgetown psychology neuroscience professor Abigail Marsh, one of the authors of the study, summarizes the key findings in a recent New York Times op-ed. The United States is notable for its individualism. The results of several large surveys assessing the values held by the people of various nations consistently rank the United States as the most individualist country. Individualism, as defined by behavioral scientists, means valuing autonomy, self-expression, and the pursuit of personal goals rather than prioritizing the interests of the group, be it family, community, or country. I kind of agree with that so far. Everyone seems to agree that our individualism makes us self-centered or selfish, and to disagree only about how concerning that is. But new research suggests the opposite. When comparing countries, my colleagues and I found that greater levels of individualism were linked to more generosity, not less. We gathered data from 152 countries concerning seven distinct forms of altruism and generosity. The seven forms included three responses to survey questions administered by Gallup about giving money to charity, volunteering, and helping strangers, and four pieces of objective data per capita, donations of blood, bone marrow, and organs, and the humane treatment of non-human animals. Even after statistically controlling for wealth, health, education, and other variables, we found that in more individualist countries like the Netherlands, Bhutan, and the United States, people were more altruistic across our seven indicators than were people in more collectivist cultures, even the wealthy ones. Now, practical example, whenever there is some sort of a natural disaster, an earthquake or a hurricane, something like that, the wallets open up. I mean, people are almost sending money before anybody's ready to take it when something like that comes here in the United States. It's been my observation. Now, I don't know if that means that, you know, culturally individualistic nation is more altruistic, but what do you guys think?
Well, I think that it is a lot more likely for a person in China to send money to disaster relief in Haiti because of the hurricane than for China to send relief.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, the individuals are the ones sending the money and not the states themselves.
So there's more decisions being made to send than if you were to just rely on these collective organizations.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's part of it, too, is that when you get into sort of tribalism, when you get into the more like my group versus your group, well, then why would I want to help your group? No, this is a winner-take-all, no-sum game, or... Yeah, zero-sum game,
right.
Whereas as an individual, it's a lot easier to recognize that I can pursue my goals, and you getting to pursue your goals is not interfering with that.
Yeah. What's nice to me about that, too, is that, like, just going through life, sometimes me pursuing my goals will overlap with somebody else pursuing their goals, and for a period of time, we'll be on the same path, at least for a temporary period of time, trying to pursue our goals sort of simultaneously or together, and they align in that way. And then, as they sort of fall apart, well, that's, you know, the natural cycle of life. You meet people, and you accomplish, and that's kind of like how it's supposed to work, right? People get together, you know, maybe you do form a group of people to accomplish a goal. Once the goal is accomplished, then you move on to the next thing that you were doing individually instead of, you know, having these sort of archaic groups try and justify themselves for future
goals.
Well,
and if it was important, I'm sure the government would fix it.
That is one of the excuses that people in the collectivist societies might use to say that, oh, well, that's a terrible tragedy over there, but we've got the government, they'll handle it, I paid my taxes, so we'll just let them take care of it.
That's the overwhelming response that I would get to folks who are homeless in the Seattle area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they'd be mad about all the homeless that, you know, are very prevalent in Seattle now.
Mm, all over the place.
All over the place. And they're like, well, what do I pay my taxes for? Like, well, you don't pay your taxes. They take taxes. And also,
what do you pay your taxes for? For not being put in jail.
Yeah. Also, those taxes are not going to curb the homeless problem. Now, the government will come up with all sorts of plans. Well, you know, we need to raise the tax now because we're going to build this thing and it's going to help curb the homeless population. No. And it never does. No. And it just makes it work worse. And it becomes another group that justifies its own existence through, well, we need to hire so many people to do this. We need to hire bureaucrats to file all the paperwork and all this kind of thing. And before you know it, they've eaten up all of the budget allocated for this thing where, when, like, probably just handing money to people would be a far more effective thing to do.
Right.
So
that generally doesn't work well with them either.
No, but more effective.
See what you're saying.
Over the long term.
Doing nothing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and weirdly enough, the easiest solution to homelessness is homes.
Huh.
And, gee, why don't we have a bunch of houses?
Because government.
Well, I'm sure if I just set up a house, that'd be fine. I'm sure no one would, you know, knock it down because I didn't fill out the paperwork properly or because I put it in the wrong place.
How many times have we done the story about somebody builds a little community of tiny homes so that the homeless people can have a home at least for a while and, you know, give them a leg up, help them get a foot, you know, in the door at whatever it is they want to do. And, of course, here comes the government. No, you can't do that. You didn't pay the fee. You didn't file the paperwork.
Even if there was a fee,
they burn them down.
They just won't even let you. There's not even a fee or paperwork you can file. They'll just say, no, your home is too small.
Yep.
You have not built this up to our standards. Right. Therefore, it is better that a thing not exist at all. Yeah, madness.
We're about out of time. This has been the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Find out more about us at freetalklive.com. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Peace.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.